It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, two stories looking at how school affects your child's health and well-being. They arise from the findings of a new poll NPR has conducted with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health. In our first story, NPR's Patty Naiman looks at one finding that stands out. More than one-third of parents with children in high school say their child is experiencing a lot of stress, mostly from homework and academic pressure.
16-year-old Nora Wynn is a junior in high school and was desperate for a 4.0. She knows this is the year everyone says is the make-it-or-break-it year for college. Nora's mother, Jennifer Wynn.
When she saw that she didn't get a 4.0 because of the B pluses, she basically had a breakdown and was crying for hours, literally hours, about it.
Many of Nora's friends have high GPAs, with honors and advanced courses boosting them to 4.5, 4.6, and higher.
It was just heartbreaking to see her so upset when she'd done so good in our eyes. To be at the level that she's at already, I mean, she's doing college prep work, and she's 16 years old. And she's getting B pluses and A's in that, and that's amazing to us.
In our poll, one in four parents say their teen is stressed by the amount of homework. Nora spends 2 to 4 hours a night on hers, leaving barely enough time for anything else. The pressure is taking a toll. She's tired, easily irritated, and suffers headaches. Psychologist Mary Alvord with the American Psychological Association says a little stress is a good thing. It can motivate students to be organized, but too much can backfire.
I think when it's at the extreme and too much stress, there is a certain sense of panic and paralyzation. They just feel like they can't do anything. They're just sort of stuck.
Alvord says parents should be on the lookout for changes in behavior, irritability, upset stomachs, and headaches. If your child is very upset, she says, deep breathing and visualizing a peaceful scene like a beach helps calm the body and mind. And parents need to put a child's distress in perspective, particularly what Alvord calls catastrophic what-if thinking.
If I get a bad grade, then, you know, what if that means I'll fail the course? If I fail the course, then I'll never get into college.
Remind your child everybody isn't good at everything. Then scrutinize their schedule. Consider cutting back on extracurriculars like sports, clubs, student council, and think about reducing the number of honors courses. That's what Colleen Franey did. She was taking all advanced courses when she was a sophomore in high school, and it was making her sick.
I didn't feel good. And when I didn't feel good, I felt like I couldn't do my work, which would stress me out more.
With encouragement from her parents, Colleen did the unthinkable. She dropped one of her advanced courses. Her mom, Abigail Franey.
We had heard all along that your junior year is your hardest. Your junior year is your hardest. It's the most intense. And we thought, how can we handle more intensity than we did in her sophomore year? It's just not what she could handle or we could handle as a family.
It was a decision questioned by lots of her friends.
Why would I allow my daughter to not take the hardest classes? She's bright and she's intelligent. She can do it. Why would I let her take the easy way out?
But Franey says it was absolutely the right decision. Colleen no longer suffers headaches or stomach aches. She's still in honors courses, but the workload this year is manageable.
This year compared to last year, this year is phenomenal.
Colleen now has time to go out to dinner with her family or ride her horse. Psychologist Alvord says a balanced life like this is the goal. And if a child is having trouble getting everything done, parents can help them plan.
How are we going to schedule the week? What are you going to do when? And we know often when we just decide on a plan of action, the stress goes down.
With school projects, help your child break them into smaller steps. Write a paragraph a night. Do things ahead of time. Basic time management that will help reduce the stress. Patty Naiman, NPR News.